Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
7:41 on this Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. I'm Rich Jones. The leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party says the government should oppose the extradition of Julian Assange to the United States, saying in a tweet, the U.S. is trying to extradite Assange because he exposed evidence of atrocities in Iraq and Afghanistan. Fox's Rachel Sutherland continues our in-depth team coverage in Washington, and Assange charged with a hacking conspiracy and not necessarily the release of the materials that were given to him by Chelsea Manning.
That's exactly right. The government isn't making this a free speech case necessarily. They're making it about the fact that they say he hacked into a government computer to get secrets about the military's actions in Iraq and Afghanistan, information about Guantanamo Bay detainees, scores of State Department cables. So in this case, they're looking at the actual act of breaking in. It's just a single charge. We would expect eventually he will be brought back to the United States and face a charge, and I believe it carries a five-year prison sentence at this point.
How did that response go over, both with the president and maybe others in the Congress? I know they've scattered for the Easter break for the most part.
Yeah, interestingly, the president, who often praised WikiLeaks while he was a candidate yesterday in the Oval Office, said that he doesn't really know much about WikiLeaks. It's not his thing, so kind of distancing himself from Julian Assange. Others are praising his arrest. Most seem to think that he needs to be brought to justice here in the United States. I suppose there are some outliers who see him as a whistleblower and a journalist, and it does raise a lot of questions about what a journalist is. But again, this is not a free speech case as far as the government's concerned. It's all about the computer hacking.
A deeper dive into the indictment and the politics of it in Jamie Dupree's Washington Insider blog in the WOKV app this morning. Fox's Rachel Sutherland updating from Washington throughout the day.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.